When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it beer. Let it beer. This is the perfect pour.
I was hoping it was going to be that.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about drinking beer, drinking craft beer, any beer, and you know, other beer too. I'm Mikey.
Yeah, I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh!
Ooh, mega fake out.
Look at the Matt has returned. And we're here returned with our beers. We're going to be hanging out, drinking all the good beers, we hope. Talking about the ones we drank last week and the ones we're looking out for to drink. And also our listeners are going to chime in as well. All that's going to happen here next hour, hour and a half, 5 hours. Who knows? We could be doing night long. Just we're going to be try to trim it. Not be quite as long as the Let It Be documentary, but we can be there. We can be here 8 hours if we need to, as long as the beer doesn't run out.
I mean, if that's what you want,
we'll do it.
We're not doing it for us. We're doing it for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be here. oh wait, did I say
that? Some butter one?
Wait, was I saying out loud? Did I say that out loud? I want to be here. I love it. Drinking beer, random day or night, whenever you're listening to this, that's when I'm drinking that beer. For the show, I was tailgating. I had a celebration. From a can.
This is ridiculous.
Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. And now I'm drinking a beer I forgot to have on Thanksgiving. I bought specifically for Thanksgiving, but totally missed the boat, and now I'm drinking it now. It's a double IPA from Alvarado Street Brewing called Give Thanks, and it's got that Norman Rockwell kind of painting on the front with the Thanksgiving dinner and stuff. They had it last year, brought it back this year, and I was like, ooh, that'll be a good beer to have on Thanksgiving. Totally forgot I had it.
So nice.
Now I'm having it. It's a great beer. Very good hazy IPA. They won't reveal the hops they're using, but
what? How do you know if it's Citra? Standard. And how do you know if you like it if it's not Citra?
Yeah, I can't tell if I like this or not because they didn't tell me the hops. I don't want to like it and then somebody tell me some effed up hop and I'm like, ah, damn it!
Show me the hops.
I swore I'd never liked that hop. What you got there, Matt?
Since today is Friday, yesterday we re-released a beer that's been gone for almost a year, just a couple months shy. It's called The Lookout. It is a Nelson and Galaxy hopped single West Coast IPA, a little bit on the hazy side, but it won't fill you up like an East Coast will, in my opinion. So
keeps you light. And ready to move.
And
ready to run that 5K if you need to.
See if I can get one up to you guys in the next week or so.
Yeah.
I have some Wazoo beers that need to be donated up Wazoo. Or down the street, up the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are up the street.
Up the hill.
Well, but, it could be either.
But there's one beer that, Mikey, you've specifically been looking for. So it's waiting.
Oh.
For you.
Oh my God.
So someone's listening and they know someone's what you're looking listening. Out for.
The perfect pour. Someone's listening.
I always feel like.
Well, Nick, what are you drinking? What were you drinking? Tailgating? What were you drinking now? What's going on?
I heard a story that you can get 24 bottles of Celebration from a certain store.
Oh.
And I went and I found them. So I am having Celebration Fresh Hop out of a 12-ounce glass bottle.
Wow. Cost Company?
You guys are going to think I'm nuts here. The package date is 9/29/21. So this is probably the earliest batch of Celebration.
Wow. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. That doesn't sound, that's like, that's first batch.
This could be first batch, but it's still tasting good. I don't know if I just am happy it's in a bottle or if I'm nuts, but I don't, it doesn't taste old yet. Although it's
more in a bottle. So if it was going to skunk, it would have happened in the first 10 days. So,
okay.
Pro tip. If you get past 10 days in a bottle, no skunk.
I mean, bottles and cans are both susceptible to temperature, but I mean, Sierra Nevada has fairly well sealed boxes, so I don't know how if them rays are really getting in there.
Yeah, don't punch the handle grabs till necessary.
But the six packs, though,
but I love those to could punch cook. The handle. Those can cook good.
Cook them tops. Cook the hops. Oh boy.
Culture. I'm going to lead with it because we were already talking about it. It is confirmed. We have now finally confirmed what we've been trying to confirm for years. There are, at least this year, there are multiple batches of Celebration Ale.
Multiple batches.
Nick finding the oldest batch and we're aware of. I also found a different date, the freshest batch I'm aware of, that was a November batch. Whoa. Celebration Ale.
Less than 30 days old right
now? Yeah. I found a November batch. Right now at the market has a November.
Oh, dates. Man.
And then then someone on Untappd, one of my Untappd friends, had two different dates, then two different October dates than I had previously seen. So there are at least five different dates that I'm now aware of the Celebration Ale. Matt, do you think, not knowing Sierra Nevada's setup necessarily, but if you're canning on different dates, is that pretty much guaranteed that's a different batch? Or would you can, if you're like canning so many beers like a Celebration Ale, would you actually be using the same batch and canning it in different dates, or was it pretty much going to be a different batch?
A different batch for sure. Maybe like they could be like the next day or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think even no matter the brewery's size, I think the goal is to always run the machine till the tank is empty. So, I mean, for something like a Sierra Nevada or a Firestone, it means like it's three shifts in a row constantly running, you know, over the period of like 12, 14 hours, 16 hours. But I imagine they have the machinery to package it like that, but there would be no reason why you would let a beer go days or weeks or more than a couple days or weeks or months and still be the same, you know, initial brew.
Gotcha. So now professionally confirmed, if you're having more than a couple days date between the two, it's going to be a different tank at the very least, and different batch altogether, probably.
Different tanks, bro.
Because even with experience at our place, you know, even if we have two doubles, so 120 barrels of a beer, between 2 days canning and kegging, it usually can be all done, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you would plan that as a brewer. You're like, okay, Tuesday, General Sherman Day, everyone show the fuck up. We're canning all this General Sherman out of this tank today.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we'll get to it over a few days.
I love gold!
What did you open up?
Can now rename all their brewing vessels as Sherman tanks?
Sherman tank. Oh! Ooh. I'm sure that joke's never been thrown around the Tioga Brewery. Nick's doing dad jokes.
In an army
green. And doing the brewery tour. Now, this tank is filled with Sherman. So it's a Sherman tank?
So is that a Sherman tank you got there?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's a good one. I have not heard that one. Thank you.
It's a medium tank. Yeah, it was World War II Sherman tanks. There we go. Yep. I'm going to come in with my hat that says WW2.
Wait, where are we? Oh, okay.
I'm derailing the podcast. Saying, sorry.
Now, what did you open there?
I heard that. I heard you say that. I was like, oh, come on. How have we not thought of the...
Your dad joke.
Putting a gun turret on the brew kettle to shoot the beer. Oh, we got to shoot the beer out of a gun turret.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, call it the Sherman tank. Like that. It was UHF. Oh, man.
That's been too long for UHF for me. I don't know all the references anymore.
Oh. It's the guy who plays Kramer. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
That mop's always been like a mop to me.
Yeah. But he gets blasted with the water cannon. Damn it. This is all leaving my brain.
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards. And there's a scene with a water cannon. I think we need to recreate that with a Sherman tank.
All right. Noted. Maybe we'll try to do that on rush day.
We'll leave that alone. All right. We'll Google this later. What are we talking about now?
Well, the beer you opened. I don't think you...
Oh. This just in. I am drinking a Butcher from Society.
Ha-ha. From the market.
From the market.
Locally sourced.
Pro tip.
Yes.
Yeah. Did a head-to-head challenge with this and Narwhal.
Narwhal.
On the thanks of the givings.
Oh. Ooh.
It's a tough call.
Ooh. Ooh.
Even the Butcher is equally as good, maybe sometimes slightly better if you want a more roasty stout, but without being barrel aged or, you know, overly pastry stouted. Is that a way to say it? Sure. It's just a nice dark roasty stout. There's nothing crazy going on here. But it is slightly more roasty than Narwhal.
What about our old buddy, Old Rasputin?
Not quite that bitter.
Mm.
This would be smoother with a heavier roast. Whereas I think Old Rasputin is going to be the most bitter of the three still. All three would... You couldn't go wrong with any of those. But depending on the, either if you want one to be smoother or more bitter or more smoky, I think you got a little variation between the three.
Okay.
And all available in 12 ounces. This is the only one in the 12 ounce can, though, if you do like a can.
I'm going to throw a couple of looking out for us and their Burgeon Beer Company in San Diego. Keep It Mosaic.
Mm.
Single hop IPA. So this is kind of the response that I would, as a smart brewer would have when another brewer, you're in the brewery trying to develop a beer and should we change this beer up a little? This Mosaic heavy beer, and we change up the hop bill. And they're like, no, keep it Mosaic. The response should always be keep it Mosaic.
What? Not Nelson?
Keep it Mosaic, Nick. Slice Beer Company. Little Nero's Hazy Triple IPA is a label by, and is got to be Kevin from Home Alone's favorite beer, because it's that takeoff on the pizza company that Kevin calls during Home Alone. And
this is from Slice.
Yes, it's look at the Slice Instagram. Yeah. Slice is it?
They're
Slice
all in on the. They're all in on the Home Alone series this year.
Yeah. So it's very, if you like Home Alone and good beer, it's a definite label buy. I don't know if they're doing any merch with that one, but that's a pretty good merch opportunity. All this talk about
their West Coast IPA.
All this talk about the Slice Beer Company merch, and I still haven't. I've had it in the cart a few times and just didn't. Uh-oh. I got scared off for one reason or another, but. What's the other one? What's the West Coast?
They're doing the Sticky Bandits.
Oh, I haven't seen that
one yet. West Coast IPA. Yeah.
The Wet Bandits. Wait, Sticky Bandits is the second one?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Slice merch is the best merch. I meant to check them on Cyber Monday, see if there's any deals happening. I completely forgot. I saw Russian River had some Cyber Monday deals. I think it was basically just 10% off.
Wow.
Well, the swag.
Yeah. I've never been that big a fan of Russian River swag. It's like, it's very hokey's not the right word, but it's very low key, small brewery kind of.
Somebody's grandma's the director of marketing.
And I mean, nothing. That Pliny the Elder is iconic, and I have a Pliny t-shirt and hat, but it's maybe the most iconic label, one of the top three iconic labels out there. So I'm not dissing it. And I think I would not want Russian River to change their label vibe, but
But you're not going to spend extra money on swag.
Yeah. I'm just going to get the beer. Nick, do you have any culture?
Culture. I don't know if Matt will speak to this at all tonight, but the latest sad news in the craft beer industry is they're predicting aluminum shortages are now driving up the cost of cans, and therefore the can providers are now upping their demands on how much you have to buy before you can buy from them. So Ball Can Manufacturing Company says you cannot no longer buy one truckload of cans. You now must buy a minimum of 5 truckloads to purchase cans from them. It's like, okay, no big deal. 5 truckloads equals 1.2 million cans.
Yeah.
So if prices don't go up, that just means some breweries won't package in cans at all.
Yeah. I mean, I could just jump on it. The Brewers Association kind of touched on that same thing, but they also went in to say how, each ingredient or package for beer is also going to be scarce, whether it's farmed products or distributed products or even manufactured products like what you're talking about. And even bottles will be scarce because there is more of a need for like jars and other types of glass bottles that even some places are converting over to food versus beverage.
Oh, wow.
So
it's double. So the can shortage is causing a switch to glass, and now there's a shortage of glass.
Yeah, just anything in general, because, I mean, people that never packaged or didn't package as much, they're all pushing to do that, or, you know. But there's still companies that have big contracts that go direct to Ball and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, they don't seem to mention those who have contracts seem to be okay. This is the non-contract customers that'll be affected.
Yeah, it's affecting everything right now. Because, I mean, even with like things like we have apparel with goods or just even stuff we order on Amazon, it's like... Literally, people are waiting for inventory to arrive, or there's so many people trying to purchase the same thing, and so they're just clearing out warehouses. It's like nobody really has like a stockpile. You know, everybody's always relied on a warehouse having inventory, and they just places don't.
yeah, you get it. You get it the day they get it.
Yeah,
and the price, if it's like construction, the price you pay is the price when it shows up at your door, not what you agreed upon when you made the order. Like, that's how volatile it is. That, you know, when the truck shows up and they say, hey, it's $500 now. You want it? I'll go to the next guy. You know, you said 100 when I ordered it. Yeah, $500. What do you want? I could drop it or I could keep going.
Sounds like little brewers are going to have to get a Daryl's mini storage space.
So yeah, store them cans. Go in on an order and divide it up.
The whole town's
canarchy, breweries. The Oscar Blues Project.
You have to go in on just can buying.
Can purchasing.
It's like the whole office buying a lottery ticket. So now all the regional breweries have all got to go in and buy the get cans. Get the
5 truckload. In other packaging news, Rogue plans to switch all of their packaging to 100% recyclable containers. So their wrap packs, the 6-pack cardboard holders are now 100% recyclable.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, isn't usually most things 100% recyclable, but already? But
if they're doing this, maybe not.
Maybe not. When you can, the cans that get the, it's one of the, either, maybe Matt would know, either the cans with the stickers on them, or the cans with the wraps on them can't be recycled. It's like, seems like one or the other aren't recyclable.
Both have the possibility of it, but yeah, there's sometimes labels are not recyclable materials. And same thing could be that, like, packages you receive in the mail. Like, you could break down a cardboard box, but if it has like a shipping label on it, technically it's not recyclable. So. The beer can could be the same way. And we've had to answer that question before. And sometimes you would imagine that the labels you buy are recyclable, but you sometimes have to preface that. Why aren't they? Well, you didn't ask.
You didn't ask. Get the hell out of here, kid.
So maybe this is saying they're getting away from plastic rings or plastic 6-pack holders and going to just cardboard 6-pack. Containers. Okay. Maybe that's what
trying this to think.
It doesn't really say what they went from, but they say they do want to use less plastic. And the only thing I could think of that was plastic was the rings.
Yeah, they did.
Pack Techs.
Their 6-packs were not previously cardboard, Because I know I bought the Rogue Hazelnut before, and they never were in cardboard. They're always, you know, some sort of plastic or something.
Yeah. This butcher was in the first four-pack ring, the cardboard, the ring cardboard holder that I guess is disposable and edible.
Oh yeah, I love to eat them.
It's kind of like in a very loose way, it's kind of like a Chinese finger trap, but for beer cans. Yeah. You click on one way and they're kind of difficult to get off without ripping them.
I tore it. I gave up trying to save it.
Where you go, Nick?
Screw you, environment.
No wall hanger
Fuck
for me.
Off environment.
I can't tell my grandkids in 30 years that was my first butcher four-pack bought in Fresno. Ooh. All right, move along. Mother Earth Brewing Company.
Heard of it.
Heard of them.
They're a brewery.
Congratulations, you're a brewery. They are partnering with Vans Shoes.
Oh, interested?
Isn't everybody probably going to sell out?
Probably. It's probably already sold out. I think it was for the Giving Tuesday. Is that
Well, I'll look, as Nick said, the Fashion Fair Van store is number three in the company, right?
Yeah.
We might have
big time. Teaming up with Los Angeles-based sneaker artist Brian Phillips for the ultimate pair of Vans, Mother Earth Styly Plus. 100% of the net proceeds go to Feeding America. So they are trying to raise money and awareness for food banks.
Nice.
And they're kind of wild. I don't know if I'd wear them, but I'd probably buy them for my collection.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Display. Yeah. Do you have a Vans display in your house at all?
I don't have a display yet. I have everything in the makings for a display, but I do not have a place for them yet.
They're just items, neatly stacked in my closet. You have items that would go in the display. You just don't have one.
Yeah.
Get them out of that closet. Let everyone see them.
Yeah. Because the custom Vans, sometimes they do a custom box to go along with the shoe. So like my Peanuts edition Snoopy slip-on Vans, they have a print on the box too that's all Peanuts themed.
Oh.
Yeah. Or my Beatles Yellow Submarine Vans are in a yellow submarine box.
That's right.
Let's roll the Beatles.
The Beatles. We're going to play a show. I watched it for 8 hours.
Watched it for 8 hours?
It's me, Paul. I feel vindicated.
Ended up speaking British when I was done watching it.
Go watch the documentary Peter Jackson did. It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Disney Plus. Have a look in that.
Everybody had a good time. Everybody let their hair down.
Let their hair down. Nope, not looking out for us this week. So I am donezo. All finished with my culture. You are.
Well, this would be the time that we go to Matt's culture. Matt, do you have some culture for us?
Well, it was just same subject the brother was talking about.
The brother brewer.
Brother brewer.
But there was a beer that I tagged Mikey in.
Oh.
Mm.
that is a looking out for. From Trillium, they have a double IPA, and it's called Dialed In, which could be multiple meanings. Could mean that they have it to specification, or it could mean that they used a phone
to dial in. They called 559-492-0542.
That's brilliant. Way to go, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if some people have seen the Beer Bench videos or maybe in the background of Mikey's photos, he does have a phone, a little bit of a phone collection rotary. Going on there.
Rotary, baby. A lot of kids don't know how to do it. I had our neighbor kid over. I have a rotary phone by the pool because I've got a mid-century house. And I just sort of have a rotary phone sitting by the pool like it would have, because there's an old phone jack out there.
Gotta very, take your call by the pool.
Very mid-century modern.
Take this by the pool.
Yep. And a neighbor kid was over. I was like, do you know how to work that? You know what that is? She's like, I don't know what it is. I was like, I taught her how to use a rotary phone.
Damn, mission accomplished.
There's a 9-year-old kid running around that knows how to use a rotary phone. But most don't. Awesome. They're just like, you just show a kid a rotary phone and just go like, okay, dude, work
how
that.
How do I get on TikTok?
Call your cell phone. Yeah, try to get on TikTok with that.
How do I get on TikTok with this?
Where did the memes come from? Is there a meme in here?
Yeah, there's a meme in there.
If I break it open, is there a meme inside?
Meme it up in there.
Back to my point, cool looking beer. Mikey even has a rotary phone in his Ford Ranger. He's that dedicated to the craft.
Ooh, yeah. Awesome. Even my car phone's a rotary phone.
How? Mm-hmm. What accessory package is that? I want to know. Is that the SVT package?
I like the Seinfeld episode where the guy steals Jerry's car and he calls his cell phone, his car phone. Oh, like, did you steal my car? Yeah. And Kramer just gets on. Is there a gloves in the glove compartment? He's gloves in there. He's like, yeah. Did you bring him by?
Who keeps gloves in their glove compartment?
Well, there you go. There's some culture for you. Do you have a new beer, Matt?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. We're saving it. We haven't opened it yet.
Well, I mean, I it's the same beer. Oh. So it's new.
I love gold!
I just need to do that.
It's now opened.
It's now opened. Oh, shit. Wait, don't do that. Damn it.
Oh, no. What
are you doing? I don't know.
Is the podcast on fire?
The podcast is on fire.
We don't need no water.
No, we don't need no water. Let this podcast burn.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Ooh, alter ego.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Thank you, Keith. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of our show, which is called The Perfect Pour. You can leave us a message there, or you can create your own message via email or recorded file and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start with traditional voicemails. I don't know if this person used a rotary phone to dial this in, but let's see.
Only calls on rotary.
Only rotary calls.
Happy holidays and stuff and things. It's the Fontana Jim calling in while I'm driving. You know, one of the things I haven't heard you guys talk about, especially with the holiday season upon us, are the family get-togethers and the Friendsgivings, if you will, and the variety packs of beers that are out there. You know, and how you make sure you let someone know to not get the wrong variety pack of beer and not be fooled into fake craft beer. For example, when someone goes, hey, I saw this really cool variety pack of beer. It's 24 different beers at Costco. And they start naming the beers. You go, well, that's cool, but, you know, Legion and 10 Barrel. You know, that's all just different versions of Budweiser. You understand that, right? And then you have to explain, well, they're owned by a big, giant multinational corporation, blah, 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 a whole bunch of other stuff. So my recommendation for maybe a personal beer fest, not even a personal beer fest. Let's say you have a couple friends over who maybe don't understand the craft beer like your normal Perfect Pour podcast listener, is the Stone Brewing 12 Days of IPA. It's a IPA variety pack from, obviously, Stone. I've seen it in my local Total Wines. Now, as far as 12 packs of beer, it's a little on the spendy side, weighing in at $29.99.
What?
But you also have to remember, these are 12 individual beers. There are 12 different beers in this 12-pack. So that's kind of cool. Gives you a big variety. Everyone can have, you know, 2 or 3 ounces, and you can share this big 12-pack among 4 or 6 people. So something to think about. What do you guys think of your favorite variety packs of the year? Is it time for people to start delving into the variety packs of hard seltzers? Thoughts and prayers to everyone out there who's going through stuff. And wish all of you guys a merry, 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 merry Friendsgiving. And as usual, before I try to keep up the good work, D. Fontana Jim might be in Fresno this coming week.
What?
I hear tell that there's some little band playing up at the Save Mart Center on Thursday. I might think about getting tickets to that if I'm up in the neighborhoods. Anyways, gotta go. Running out of time. See you guys later. Keep up the good work. Montana!
Montana! So, what he's saying is we haven't done our job with variety packs.
Yeah.
People still are unaware to not shop at World Market.
I agree with him on that.
For 12 packs of beers. Whoa. Around beers around the world.
Uh-oh. I'm getting feedback from my tape player here. How is that? Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. All right. Sorry. Oh, my God. My tape player is already dead.
Wow.
That's a newish tape player, and it's already dying on me. I agree with Jim. We're not talking about variety packs like we should. This is a holiday season. It's a season for variety packs.
Yeah. The Advent calendar is popular this year.
Yeah. I saw a wine one, and Target has a wine Advent calendar one.
Oh, God.
And see a beer one, though.
Yeah, the brother got a variety pack. He just reaches into the box and it turns out to be a celebration.
There you go.
Variety pack. Different celebration bottles from the same day. A variety of bottles of celebration from the same day at Sierra Nevada.
That's right. What is it going to be this time? Oh, it's the Friday at 5 o'clock batch.
It's the one. Are those packs, Matt, pretty much exactly how they came off the line? Like, if I have a 24 pack of beer, they came off, it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 24. They don't get mixed up, right?
You're hopeful?
No, I don't know. Yeah, sure. trying to spice things up. Trying to spice my life up.
I have the odd numbered bottle case. Only odd numbers are in my case.
Only odd numbers.
I would say
bottles 1, 3, 5, 7.
It's highly unlikely that you had, like, say they were a numerical order, like coming out of the machine.
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be highly unlikely that you would have numerical order in a box.
Oh, okay. See, I got some little bit of difference there. I like it.
So it is a variety.
Uh-huh. It's a variety of different numbered balls.
I mean,
if you hand number, if you were to somehow be able to hand number each bottle that came off the line, you would not get a box that was that would go like 1 through 24.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a chance that would happen, but they definitely wouldn't be like organized in order. But, with the bigger the brewery, there's more likely that there is some sort of pack off table or queue or collection table where bottles will just kind of fit into the spaces that they do. So they'll get unorganized. And then somebody like Sierra Nevada, they probably just have robots that fill boxes.
Yeah. They fucking love them robots up there at Sierra. God, they cannot shut up about their robots.
Please shut up.
Now, what is there, if the canning line or bottling line is going smoothly, should there be any difference in how those bottles got capped or how the cans got capped? Meaning, like, could you have one kind of skunker in a 24, if you got a 24 pack of bottles, could there be one skunker due to bottling, a bottling issue? And there'd be like 23 great bottles, and then one was just like, what the fuck happened to this bottle?
You're really asking questions today.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting in the weeds in this bottling.
Again, it depends on the brewery and the resources available. So there's glass companies that'll tell you, like, hey, you're using the same bottles that Sierra Nevada does.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, we're buying quality product. But I'd say more likely they would blow up in the machine, like being filled, than they would like make it all the way through with a minor defect.
All right.
But some people have said, well, you know, like some place like Sierra Nevada, they have like an X-ray machine that'll like scan the bottle before it even goes in to be filled. So it could be kicked off before.
Is that like an industry rumor thing where like, yeah, I've heard Sierra Nevada has an X-ray machine. You're like, no way, they have an X-ray machine. Oh no, they got one.
But supposedly they can scan the bottles at some point and prevent it from being utilized if it's not up to spec. Same thing with like cans. You can't necessarily see inside them, but they have a way of scanning to how full the can is, and the machine can kick it off the line if it's underfilled.
I remember when we used to get low fills in the studio. Yeah, those
were the days. Low fill cases. Mm. Oh man.
So case is low fill. Gonna have to dig it home.
Oh darn.
Those are the days when the brewery is cool.
Nothing says indie like low fill bottles.
Nope.
What's your low fill count? Tell me your indie without telling me your indie.
Here's some low fills. Beer fridge.
Talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer. Here goes Mikey to the beer fridge. Looking for a beer tonight. What will he say? And what will he not hear us answer back? Talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike.
There's some Lindemans from Thanksgiving that didn't get drink. Did it work?
All we heard was you drinking Lagunitas.
Damn it. You didn't, was it the Lindemans mentioned?
Lindemans. What's the Lindemans?
Lindemans, the crick.
Oh, okay.
The fruity cricks the from fruited, Belgium.
Yeah, the fruited beer. Gotcha.
They're a holiday tradition around here.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Framboise.
Yeah, framboise. I'll tell you what, they're easy to drink. I mean, they're low alcohol, but I guess that's why they're easy to drink, but they're not hard to drink.
Tartness.
A little tart, a little bit. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Bridge, Mike.
I love gold!
Oh, got my mic all wet.
Oh, good Lord.
New beer entering the show. It's one I got from the market. The Carl Strauss Creature Comforts Collab Caribbean Garden Super Tropical Double IPA. And it is a clear.
Wow.
Clear IPA. Apparently, this glass didn't get that well cleaned in the dishwasher because I got a lot of bubbles attaching to the side. But, all right. That Carl Strauss series, collab series they got going on. This one's with Georgia's Creature Comfort. Hmm. It's not super tropical. It's there, but it's not over the top. It's very nice. Very nice beer.
Wow. I
recommend it. It doesn't even taste like a double. And I think that's all the traditional voicemails we have. Let's see what we have in our emails.
Check, 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 check.
Hey, guys. Con Janine.
What's up, folks?
Hey. Hi, Con Janine.
From beautiful Colorado.
On a wonderful Sunday.
Speaking of which, you guys talked about a lot of Colorado in your last episode.
I know, man.
Too like much, we should chime in a little bit.
We were out at a range.
Oh, props to Cycle Bear, by the way. Yeah, I went to Outer Range, and they have the most fantastic beer in the state of Colorado, probably, aside from Wildworks and Casey. I mean, seriously.
By the way, Mikey, if you ever come to Colorado, that's the brewery we're taking you to. If we can only take you to one brewery, you're going to Outer Range.
Is that the metal one?
We had to get it with Chef there, and it was awesome.
Yeah, a few years ago.
All right, I'm in. I want to go to that metal one. There's like a death metal one. Delicious.
Yes, they have good everything.
Giant 12% one that was
just metal.
Anyways, we have some other stuff.
So we did our traditional listen to the perfect pour on the way up to the up the mountain and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really, really
Pikes
cool.
Peak?
The show
Pikes like, Peak?
It went on for longer than I thought. Not because it wasn't fun, but because God, we just kind of made it perfectly. Up, 2.5 hour drive. Somehow ended up with perfect pour the whole time.
Yeah, it was really cool. Wow. Really cool.
Glenwood being like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
So, you guys were talking about what do you do with the last little bit of beer when it gets warm in the bottom of the glass. And I totally get that. Like Nick said, you know, one little bit, you can slam it, two sips.
I have to say, though, you never have that problem if you put it in a Yeti.
Yeah, you guys need some insulated cup. I know you guys might have some around the house, but... And I also brought up the point that maybe proper glassware is a reason why you wouldn't put your fantastic beer in a Yeti, but... so, yeah, so three sips might be a bit much for the final slam, I guess.
But then Colin brought up a good point. So him and I often will go to a brewery and we'll get a taster flight. And then a lot of times I'm like, I just like the one.
Yeah, so we have 4 to 5 5-ounce beers. And she's like, don't like that one. And then she hands it to me. And then she goes, don't like that one. And then she hands it to me. And then she'll be like, oh, I like that one. And she'll take one. And then I'm stuck with 3 to 4 5-ounce, well, at this point, probably 4-ounce tasters.
We're down that.
That are now hot. Well, warmish.
Warmish.
So it's like, that's up in the ante, right? So now you have like 4 beers that are warmish. So what do you do in that?
You have to slam those.
You kind of have to. So I usually kind of pick it up and do that. I kind of slam those. Anyway, just kind of reflecting, running out of time. We must be going long. Oh, we're getting a jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. We're going to have some beers in the jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. It's not getting here till April, though. So Black Friday, we bought a fucking hot tub.
Nice.
A saltwater hot tub.
I can't believe you didn't
look
have
into
one.
It if you don't know anything about it, because it's well, it's awesome.
With the pool.
Also, yeah, you're right. Ratio's delicious. Jacuzzis are awesome. Oh, Spirit Hound is a pretty cool
distillery. Spirit Hound is a distillery we've been to, and they also donated some of their honey bourbon barrels to River North. So stay tuned for those. If we get those, we will definitely send at least Nick one of those, because I know he'll appreciate that.
Apparently, you guys said Primitive got the other one, and we never, we've never been to Primitive.
We've never been to Primitive.
We get tripped there, and we've never been to Paradox either. But anyway, we're a little over.
We're a little over, sorry.
Keep going. We like it.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Colin. It's okay. There's two of them. They get double the time.
Well, actually, they were just a slightly over. I don't know why the tape player is being weird. Something audio has got to always be weird every episode.
Coming from the guy trying to use a tape player on a podcast.
Yeah. I want to be that guy.
Hello, Perfect Paul. This is Colin and Janine. We are currently in Australia.
We are from Colorado, but we have Australian accents.
We do now. We don't know how to do them very well.
Reference from last week.
I don't know. It could be from anywhere.
He might start sounding like he's from Russia.
I'm just saying, you know, I do a better Russian accent. I do a much better Russian accent than I do...
I don't know. You're kind of mixing there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Good day, mate.
Sorry, this isn't funny at all. So don't forget to drink a beer, even if it's warm. And that's not a knife.
Nailed it.
A guy at college, he had fun.
Oh, my God. That was
I can't.
I want more of that. You guys ruined it. I want more of that now.
I can't make fun of anyone doing accents because I do them all the time. So right. I like doing Paul McCartney. I like doing Paul McCartney. John, it's me, John. It's me, John. I'm hanging playing drums. I'm like a drum machine before there were drum machines. It's me, George. I want to play more guitar, but I don't know how to play more guitar. That's my review, my 10-second review of the Beatles' "Let It Be" documentary.
That's
from
exactly
Peter Jackson.
What happened in 9 hours.
It's pretty much what it is. This is me, John. I'm here with Yoko. Yoko's by my side all the time. I wish someone else would come up with more songs. This is me, Paul. I'm trying to make more songs, but you guys don't seem to give a shit. It's me, George. I like to make my own album, maybe, you know? Maybe I could play more guitar. It's me, Ringo. I'm just going to play drums here, back here. Keep playing drums until you mates figure it out. And there's your review.
Do I get a song on this album?
Yep. There's your review of the Peter Jackson Let It Be documentary. Thanks, Colin, Janine.
Do more accents.
More accents. Everyone do more accents. So I can take some.
Please call us with your favorite accent.
You be here. I'm sipping on some Burning Barrels, Hidden Dragon, double West Coast IPA. Man, this thing is like chewing on pine tree barks, homes. It's bitter. It's piney. It's amazing, homes. This is the kind of beers I like. Mikey. You guys were talking about certified chew stickers, homie. How about chew approved stickers. Brew? I don't know. I know you don't like the word brew, but that's something out there that rhymes with chew or brews approved by chew or some shit like that, homie. Not a bad idea, but I don't think breweries would be happy with me putting stickers on their tap handles. Maybe in their bathrooms,
yeah,
but Matt, you know how that goes. No one likes stickers in their bathrooms. Everybody wants a clean fucking bathroom, homie. Other than that, I'll see what I can come up. I did try to come up with Chew Your Beer stickers so I can pass them out when I do my beer trades. But that, you know, I'm like you guys. I don't fucking do shit about it. A year's going to end and we still don't have Perfect Pour shirts. Let's go, Mikey. Oh, give me the permission to use the logo, and I'll make myself my own fucking shirt.
Do it.
Also,
you gotta ask Nick.
Today's November 30th. Tomorrow is December 1st.
What do you need?
I just bought my first 6-pack of Anchor Steam Christmas. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. So I know we drink those on Christmas. I know we drink those on New Year's. but when is the proper day to start drinking them? Can I start drinking it today, or should I wait one more day and pop them open December 1st? And are you guys going to be drinking them? Mikey, I think it's in big beer, so you might not touch it, but it is a very, very good ale, homie.
I used to fuck with
the
it.
Last one that I really, really enjoyed was, I think, 4 years ago. That one was amazing. And that one had, I think, like a huge evergreen. Don't know what tree. I know they changed the tree labels, but this beer is... It's been something that a traditional beer that I drink every Christmas and New Year. Other than that, if I think of something else, I'll give you a call. Looking forward to being out there hanging out and podcasting with you guys a little bit. So, you know, take a mic and then, you know, another true takeover, homie, without the phone calls. Anybody, are you, any of you three planning to meet me for breakfast, or any listener planning to meet me for breakfast? If you are, DM me on Twitter or hit me up on Twitter. I'm not on that, that thing Discord because it's too much. so hit DM me on Twitter and we'll go from there. Street beer. I'll call you back if I have anything else to talk about. Hope Thanksgiving went well, guys. Strawberry, I thought you'll be sorry.
Be sorry.
Eggs and waffles. I'm down for breakfast, but I'm making the argument that we should go to Chubby's instead of Fresno Breakfast House. If that's the case.
Chubby's would be a cooler vibe, but it's smaller, though.
But how many people are going to show up? I don't really know.
I don't know. Chubby's, the Blackstone Sierra Chubby's?
Yeah, Blackstone Sierra Chubby's. I'll put that out there. Chew your beer. I'll have breakfast with you.
Apparently, he likes that Fresno Breakfast House, man. He's all about it.
No, it's good. They got expensive, though, man. Their prices went way up.
I think you should go to Country Fair for breakfast. But then that place gets packed.
Take him out to the ghetto.
Take him out to Belmont.
Yeah, that is good breakfast.
All right, I think we got one more. Everyone, hit up Chew Your Beer if you're gonna be at Rush Day, December 18th, Fresno, California, downtown. Live perfect pour. Recording.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? Chew is back. Quick question. Question goes out to Matt. You know, with Rush Day coming, I'd like to know, how many coolers do I need to pack? Like, for instance, I did a little research, went online, went on YouTube, but I did find an old video of Tioga Sequoia's Rush Day release where they only gave out like 3 bottles, or it was very limited. It was Cake, Rush Hour, and I think it was Lightning, and a bourbon barrel aged Hour Rush. So my question to you is, are you guys bottling or canning? And what do you, by any chance, know the limit, or can you hint what the limit's going to be? I'm trying to go all out. If the limit is 2 cases, I'm going to buy 2 cases. So whatever the limit is, that's what I'm going to try to get for. But also, I'm not only going out there for that kind of beer. I'm also going out there for like a case of DDH, a case of General Sherman, maybe a case of one of your best lagers. I'm going out there to basically bring back Tioga Sequoia to LA, homie. But for me, and to give out as Christmas presents. So, what's the 411? What kind of information can you share? How many coolers do I need to bring? I'm bringing 2 giant big igloos because I can't afford the Yetis. If I buy the Yetis, I don't have money for fucking beer. So,
that's right.
Igloo it is. And Igloo and I go way back. So, what's the limits, and will everything else be available? That's it, homie. And do I need to go online and reserve anything that needs to be reserved? We got 2 more weekends, homie, and then it's rush day. So just trying to get this information, Holmes. I don't want to show up and then, you know what I mean. All right, that's it. Fill me up with some information, homie. I had to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Matt, take it away.
Y'all want to know too many questions.
Oh, are you not allowed to reveal? Or don't know? We might be too early to know.
Let me look at the calendar here. Hold on.
It's too early, Chew. We'll get this sorted out, Chew. Don't you worry. Should Chew bring more than two coolers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no, from my knowledge of it. But I don't know how hardcore he wants his Fresno beer.
Yeah, how cold transferred does he want to be?
Being from L.A., what, like, I, outside of Fresno beer, I don't know that we have too much here that he can't get in LA outside of the Fresno Valley beer.
Yeah, except for the ultra local stuff. Like,
yeah,
outside of Machine Head,
outside of local stuff, I'm pretty sure he can get what we can get. So. Yeah, think about that.
Barrel Chew. House in LA?
No, I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. But.
There might be the only one that's prepackaged that he could take home.
Yeah. Just, you know, figure for local beer. How much are you going to need for local beer?
Well, so I mean, all the standard beers that he mentioned will be available. And in addition to triple dry hop, we do have a lager. Well, we have two lagers right now, but Bridalville's the standard lager. But December 14th is when we announce the what variant the Rush Day beer will be. We've already announced that we're working with different coffee roasters, which will produce the mixed six pack of Rush Hours. So you have two cans from each pair of roasters. So there'll be a barrel age, there'll be Rush Hour itself. we will have some limited merch, a t-shirt, a sticker, and possibly some new vessels to drink beverages out of. That's that. There's one more stout variant that's on the schedule, but I actually don't know when it's going to be released, so I don't want to say it's going to be Rush Day in case it comes out a little bit later.
So stop trying to get Matt in trouble, Chew your beer.
Yeah, Chew.
It's messed up.
His boss is listening.
We'll figure it out, Chew. Don't worry. We'll figure out the breakfast thing. We'll figure out the Rush Day thing. It's all good. We're still got time, man. It's early December.
Yeah, and we've done some barrel age releases lately, and they have gone over well, but we haven't quite seen a line fest per se.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So I'm interested to see what happens on Rush Day. We're anticipating a crowd. We're going to have the vendors on site, you know, be open early, the whole nine. So we're going to bring our part.
I am very interested in. Sorry about that. I'm very interested in, especially since you guys are talking about it, it's going to be less beer available, making it a little bit more buzz around it. Like, will there be, you know, in the past, when the craft beer craze was going crazy, you guys had people waiting overnight at Tioga for Rush Day. Like, I feel like that's not going to happen this year, but I don't know. I'm very curious to find out what the line will be like.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything. Could be just Chew your beer and his PO.
The only Only two requesting the extension cord.
Yep.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks, everyone, for calling into the show. Don't be afraid if you've never called, please. And if you're one of our Belgian or Norwegian listeners, give us the contact us through the email perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from everyone, but we'd look for somebody that's non-United States. Would be extra interesting for all of us, the listener and us, too.
In Belgium, beer drinks you.
Yeah. I've heard that's the case, which I'm fine with.
I'm fine.
That's going to be a major hangover for Belgium. They're going to drink me.
Yeah. Ooh. Your hop blood type.
Paul has the perfect man because he can't, I mean, watching this Beatles documentary, but Paul can't break up with himself. Like he has, you know, what's he going to do?
He's not going to Yoko himself.
No, he's not. There's no Yoko hanging on his every word. It's not going to mess up the band, man. He doesn't need to do a solo album because he's always doing a solo album.
Get out of that t-shirt before if you're a solo
Jinx the band, Van Halen, man. If you've always been solo, then you join a band, are you like breaking up with yourself to join a band?
Wow. You broke up the band.
Breaking up the band, man.
That's terrible.
Untapped. We use it. You can make fun of it all you want. That's fine, but it's good for documenting your beer drinking and reminding yourself of how many beers you drink. I have taken way too long to get to 2,500 uniques, and I'm at 2,496 as we speak at this moment. So,
oh boy,
I anticipate being at 2,500 next week. So next time we talk, but I'll just go Dorktown on Untapped. Boy, I didn't check in too much. I had a lot of that pupil still. I was drinking that. The Hen House, Camden Eclipse, double IPA from Hen House Brewing, the other Santa Rosa brewery.
Yeah.
Nice enough beer. And then I had a lot of celebration ales.
Ooh, a lot of celebration. Yeah, you said you're riding that one out to the end.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple six packs and then realized I had a different batch and that was exciting. And I rode that high for a while. I found another batch of celebration ale and it's the freshest batch you've ever seen.
It's so fresh.
Beer de Brewer 87, what were you drinking this week?
By the way, Mike, you're 15 of 24 on the 2021 unique rankings. So,
wait, what? 15 of 24? What is this?
So the Scotty 91 has been keeping track.
Oh, okay.
The 2021 unique rankings.
He's still been doing that. Good job.
Yeah. So this was as of Thanksgiving. Mikey was 15th place. Ah. I was in 20th, and the brother in 24th.
Wow. Yay. Nick, come on, man.
Holding my spot. Holding it down.
Get some new brews, bro. New brew Thursday, like your life.
That's my spot.
Florida Steve's right on my tail, but I'm pretty sure I can knock Chef off.
If I check in. I'm not checking in enough because I'm missing out on a lot of uniques. I've been having a bad habit of not checking in the show beers lately. So
you're three-way tied with XL and Dopey, so you better check in something.
That's it. It's on. I might have to call in sick to work because I got a lot of untapped check-ins to do.
That's a month. It's almost the end of the year.
Anyways, so beers. I was not here last week. I was dealing with Friendsgiving.
Knew it.
The Fuck Money Get Hops IPA has been a go-to canned beverage at the Goldsteins.
From Liquid Moonraker. Gravity?
Huh?
Liquid Gravity Brewing beer?
Yep. Liquid Gravity. Moonraker's Toppin'-ish IPA. These are going to be a lot of IPAs, by the way. Extraordinary Times Double IPA from Modern Times. Thanks, Wazoo. Extra Guacamole, which the other beer was called Guac, was Extra. But this was Extra Guac, which was a double from Urban Roots. So,
mm-hmm.
Initial Initiative from New Glory. That was a market find. Fulton Street IPA. Been drinking a lot of that one.
Fulton 55 IPA.
Yep.
I'll get some of that on Rush Day.
A couple of those were Thanksgiving Day beers. Then post-Thanksgiving at-home beer, I had a double dry hop Cells Interlinked from New Glory. It had a very There Does Not Exist label. Just throwing that out there.
Metal.
The market just was stocked up with New Glory IPAs. So I just kept plucking them because more commonly under the $5.99 price point per can. So it's usually a good deal. They had Thrash Grass.
Yeah, the market, they'll charge you for Moonraker. But it won't charge as much for the New Glory. As far as the market's concerned, the Moonraker higher end than New Glory. I don't know what you want to do with that New Glory, but I'm just telling you.
From Alvarado Street, I was celebrating Matt Vaught, our buddy Matt Vaught, his brewery, or his birthday. With a beer from though? Alvarado Street Brewery. It was called I Did It My Way.
I Did It My Way. You guys okay with Sinatra? What do you think about Sinatra? Do you like Sinatra, Frank Sinatra?
More Dino than Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
More of Don Rickles than Sinatra.
Oh, okay. Wow.
As far as that group of friends, but yeah.
Rat Pack.
A couple of donations from Lupe she also works at Tauga, but she ordered some Highland Park Brewery. These were the Friday night happy hour. These beverages were enjoyed. There was Phil's Pills and Bort's. Both of them were lagers. One was a Schwartz, one was a Pilsner, both enjoyable beers. Crisp, refreshing. Not product placement, I promise.
Sure.
A Barrel House Stout got in there somewhere, and then from another Liquid Gravity, they had Liquid Portole. Those have all been beverages that have been enjoyed over the past 2 weeks. I'm sure there's more. Oh, there's the one that I didn't check in, but I did take a photo of. Mason Ale Works. Nice.
Nice.
All right. Nice. Is that a Nelson beer?
It is.
Nice.
Looks like it says.
Is it the kind of nice for the keyboard, the kid with the keyboard typing on the 80s keyboard and then looks up and does a thumbs up and goes, nice. Nice.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not that one. Mm-hmm. It just says nice. It's kind of almost a Christmas-esque photo, like 8-bit kind of imagery. But somebody asked me, they're like, is there a naughty can? And I was like, oh, I didn't think to look for that.
Sorry, I didn't think to look for a naughty can.
Yeah. And then I looked on Mason Ale Works Instagram, and they don't even have the nice on there. So I don't even know if it was a two-part, you know. Sometimes when people do that, it's they'll have like a West Coast and an East Coast, or a, you know, black IPA, normal IPA. So
normal IPA. No clue. I love normal IPAs.
I had it. It existed.
So in NIPAs, not New England IPAs, they're normal IPAs.
Normal IPAs.
Scanning.
The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87. Dorktown. Find some friends and untap. We're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put you in the perfect pour group.
Yep. Those are beers that I enjoyed.
All right. Bump up those uniques. Only got a few weeks left, then we're going to be doing the pours. The pours, guys. You know, we've got this rush day to worry about, and then after rush day, yeah, it's all about the pours.
The best.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Wow.
The Rock reference. Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah. Now Harrison Ford.
I'm still filming Indiana Jones 5. You're not going to see it till 2028.
Perfect. I got nothing to do that year.
You'll be retired by the time you can see the new Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, good. That's about the time I actually feel like going to a movie theater.
Hey, you better go spend some money. Make your money.
I spend a lot of money.
I got to get a new barn for my ranch in Wyoming.
Yeah. Fuck California.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Harrison.
That's the name of his ranch.
I did not know that. Harrison Ford's ranch in Wyoming is called Fuck California.
Yeah, he did it ironically.
Oh, it was ironic. He loves it. I love California. By the way, part of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts, Get Off My Podcast. That is another podcast you can listen to. It's part of our family. It's a Harrison Ford show. It's out there.
Yeah.
As well as Flowing with Famous. If you like local talk, that's Flowing with Famous. You want to get in on that. If you like Harrison Ford, then get off my podcast. Then just get the hell off my podcast.
Just get the hell. What the hell?
What the hell? What the hell? Bobby? What the hell you been podcasting?
Diet, I got a new podcast. It's called Comedy with Bobby.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Nick, do you have some cheers?
I am checking to see if there's any new untappers. I have not cheers lately. And that's a no.
Wow.
All the usual suspects.
You're not checking in enough, man. You're not getting in the community.
I'm enough. Nobody knows who I am. I'm not on any who boards anywhere.
You're not on tap board. Do you need a supporter? Get in there. Be a supporter.
Yeah, be a supporter. And then I get all the cheers.
Oh, people yeah. You can do that percentage. You can, instead of rating something at a 4.25, you can rate something at a 4.28.
That's what's been missing from my life.
That's right.
More like, divisions in my untap rating. A higher denomination of untapped. Cheers to everybody, all the listeners. Cheers to Colin for heading up the calendar.
Yes.
Production this year.
Yes, I was all. What was it, last week or week before? I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, Colin, I'll help you do it." And then I've done nothing.
You've done nothing.
Yeah, Colin was asking me about just needed one picture from me, and I still haven't done that yet. Hopefully by the time Colin hears this, I'll have accomplished that feat. But thank you, Colin.
Because otherwise, I'm taking a screenshot of this show right now.
Yeah, like here's a recent picture, Colin. Yeah. But yeah, Colin, Thankfully, Colin and Janine, they've been doing that calendar for the past few years. I use it. It's in the studio. And it's all good. So, there will be Colin, as long as Colin keeps up the good work, we'll have a new one too. If you want to purchase, we don't get any money or anything. It's just something fun for you to have if you want to buy it. But, I think we'll, don't get too crazy with the calendar buying until the Perfect Pour one comes out. All right.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have any cheers?
I did.
Can you access past Matt to see what those cheers were?
Cheers out to Paul.
Ooh, the Paul.
He sent me an image of the Perfect Pour Cafe. They do coffee, espresso, smoothies, freezes, steamers, paninis, sandwiches, okay, pastries, parfaits, toast / bagels, cookies, pastries, breakfast sandwiches, and specialty drinks.
Specialty. Sislo's a specialty.
Didn't say where he was. No context. just a photo.
I was going to say, I was like, where is this place? So that we can all go into this establishment and pretend it's the Perfect Pour coffee shop. So it could be anything because he has ties to Colorado. And he's a Marin guy, he'll go out to Colorado sometimes, and he'll drive it. He'll drive, do the drive. So this could be anywhere between Santa Rosa, Marin County, and Colorado, and Southern Colorado. If anyone can help us out and know where this is at, that Paul won't tell us where this Perfect Pour Cafe is, let us know. Paul, can you call in this week and let us know where this Perfect Pour Cafe is?
And to my response, it was Jeff Goldblum doing a heart with his hands.
So. Is it on Route 66?
Oh, I've been there.
I've been there too. Yeah, what part of Route 66? I've been on the Kansas part.
Oh.
You've been on the Kansas part of Route 66?
No. I was on the Kingman, outside of Kingman. Well,
we've all been that
Sepazoid
way.
Or Sepinea. Sasquatch.
Sagabugu?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Sagabugu.
Then cheers out to Big Game James. He was, I won't even say the area, I won't say the brewery, but he visited a place that we really enjoy. And it sounds like, you know, with the holiday, maybe the scheduling got messed up, but he walked into a brewery and he was kind of hoping to see what they had
guy
going
walks
on,
into
what
a brewery.
He could take.
He didn't use the door.
See how long it would take to get served?
Well, no. So there he said there was only 5 beers on draft. Mm-hmm. And
he's going to close them all out.
The lowest percentage was up just above 8%. So they only had doubles
easy
and triples
drinking.
And they only had 5 beers, and unfortunately nothing was able to go. They were like just shy
oh
of being
gosh.
Able to release more beer.
So. What the hell's going on at that brewery? Hey, do you guys got any something for the daytime? Any easy drinking ones? Oh yeah, we got this 8.5 here. You want a light beer? We got this 8.5 one on tap. Oh, cool.
Like he said, he's all had anything been able to, you know, available to go, or if he wasn't trying to, you know, walk out of there, he, you know, there. His options could have been different, but doubles and triples stack up quickly. So,
what?
Cheers to him.
We've got plenty of light beers. Look at these. We've got 2 doubles on tap. Jeez. You baby.
Yeah, cheers out to him. He survived. Mentioned our buddy Matt Vaught. He had a birthday recently.
Go Matt.
I feel like there was other birthdays that happened recently.
I miss having some Matt beers.
All you Sagittarius people.
Sagittarius.
I don't think that's the song.
It's not? I thought it was. I don't know, Matt. I kind of grew up in the Metallica era. I think that's the song. Sagittarius, let me be.
I'm sure I'll remember the cheers I had intended for.
Yeah, we'll save them for next week.
I'll remember and forget by then. So
you know what? If those whoever you're going to cheers don't listen, fuck them. They don't need to be cheers.
Wow.
We say heck 'em on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that
pause
it's,
PG. That's funny to say. You say that. I feel like we need to do an episode that is a cuss-free episode that we can label as perfectly fine. To listen to with your kid in the car episode. But I'm going to have to check myself majorly. You guys aren't as bad as I am with the cussing. And we'll have to alert any voicemailers like, hey, this is a no cussing episode. Don't call in with cussing. We're going to have a family friendly episode. So don't fucking call in with all your fucking F-bombs and blah, blah, blah.
This is bullshit.
We're going to have a family-friendly episode.
I have no issue not using cuss words in everyday conversations, in podcasting, in phone conversations, and in visual media. I have no issue with that. I feel that there's plenty of ways you can express yourself without using those. And sometimes I will even use that to my advantage with people that are arguing with me. And I'll be like, look at the choice of language and demeanor that you are using in this argument. I have not spoken in that way to you in this entire time. And I feel like that is very poor choice of words by yourself, from yourself. So, but we're not arguing with Mikey. He chooses the language that he chooses to express himself.
Well, yeah. I completely 100% back what you're saying right now. And I don't, you know, I'm very good at not cussing during work, during around my parents, around my child. You will not hear me cussing. It's like, I guess people that only know me from this show would be like, oh my God, Mikey must cuss all the time. I don't. I like my normal life. I only do it around in the.
So this is your outlet.
Yeah, this is my outlet. So I'll cuss all over the place. So I agree with this, and I would like to do a completely okay to have your kid in the car episode, and I am 100% behind it. But like my cussing on this show and podcasting and on my blogging, I like to cuss on blogging because I was of the era like when blogging and podcasting first came along, we were kind of programmed to not cuss at all in media in general. You just did not see cussing. The only cussing was in movies. So when podcasting blogging came along, when we were allowed to cuss, I use it because the early days of Dorktown, we were cussing and it was like, oh my God, that podcast cusses. Like, is that okay? Can they do that? And like, yeah, we can fucking do that. We cuss all the time and my blog posts, I'll cuss and stuff because it's new. It was new at the time and still mildly unique. So it's fun to do that. But at the same time, 100% back a non-cussing role. And one of these days, whether it's next week or another week, we're going to do a completely safe and sane episode.
They should rename the Metallica album to Heck 'em All.
Yeah, that's right. I can't play that for my kid. They might say devil stuff.
Heck 'em.
Heck 'em. Heck 'em. Hardly knew him. Big cheers. I will agree with to the golden gods of the perfect boar. Number one cheers as always. Thank you for your monthly donations to the show. So we don't have to pay for all the operating costs of a beer podcast. Thank you, golden gods, for providing that for us over the years. Continually, all the current ones and past ones. Cheers to you. Thank you. Thank you for the contribution to the show. I have a drain pour.
Wow.
Drain pour to Coach Kalen DeBoer, the new Washington Huskies football head coach, the Washington Huskies. That guy.
You sports us right now?
Yeah, I'm going to sports you. Fresno State coach DeBoer. Yeah, he basically just coached here for a year, and then Washington was like, bro, you want to coach for us? And he's like, fuck yeah, and just leaves. And he just didn't even do anything special here. He like gave us like a generic season we've seen like 10 times before in the Fresno State history. And yeah, we're just a stepping stone for him, which, you know, is fine to some extent, but like he just was just here like a year. And then not only did he do that, he's bringing our star quarterback with him too. So fuck that guy. Fuck him. And while I can still say fuck on this show, fuck that fucking guy.
Fuck that.
Eat shit in Seattle.
Who knows that is news anchors.
Yeah. News anchors and college football coaches. They just move on.
Yeah.
I'm going to a new opportunity in Albuquerque. Thank you, Fresno, for all you've done for me. I don't know. I didn't even know who you were, but have fun in Albuquerque and have fun in Seattle, coach. I hope you eat shit. He's just going to be a 500 coach at Washington. Washington's not going to do anything because they never do anything. And they're just, it's just going to be boring as hell. Nobody gives a crap.
You're boring. You're boring.
Me. When you're in Fresno, you're the head coach of the Fresno State. You're number one guy, sports guy in town. You go to Seattle and be the head coach. Nobody gives a fuck. Watch the Mariners. Watch. There's a new hockey team in Seattle. Care about what you're doing. Nobody's going to give a crap. Go eat shit up there in Seattle. Kalen. What the hell kind of name's Kalen? I don't know. Big drain pour to you, sir.
Drain pour.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Thank you for all just hanging out with us this whole time. We really appreciate this. It was episode 436 of The Perfect Pour.
What?
Remember, the big live recording is happening at Tioga Sequoia here on the 18th. And otherwise, they're just going to be hanging out, waiting for you to call us, talk about stuff. So, we appreciate it. I just want to know that you're being safe. Please be safe. Sorry, I'm just going to dad you for a second here. Be safe out there.
Yeah. All right.
But you know, have fun. Have fun. We don't know what's going to happen, man. You only got one life. Have fun. Yeah. You're only going to be in the Beatles for so long, and then one day you're not going to be a Beatle, and you're just going to have to make your own solo album. And,
you're going to hope the royalties pay you for the next 60 years.
Yeah. You're going to be on a long and winding road that you didn't, you know, it's going to lead you back to here.
There you go.
Have a great week. Be safe. Yeah. Have fun.
Be safe. Check your dates.
Paul, did you check your dates, Paul?
Fuck, fired in 66.
Did you check your dates, Paul? It's me, John. Have you checked your dates lately? They do drink beer, and that,
and what?
Can't tell what beer
Beatles
it is.
Beatles never did drugs. Crazy.
That's another thing that surprises you. They're like super, like, they're just smoke a lot, which is, you know, standard for that era of time. They drink a little bit and smoke a lot. Smoke cigarettes.
Cars had more ashtrays than cup holders in the 60s.
Yep.